Isn't that nice? Yeah. Sounds like you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounded like both of us.
Welcome to Soundboard, the Steinway & Sons podcast on artistry and craftsmanship. I'm your producer and host, Ben Finan, Director of Content at Steinway. If you enjoy Soundboard, please rate, review, and subscribe to it wherever you pod your casts. This episode of Soundboard was recorded live from the Big Ears Festival, held each March in Knoxville, Tennessee. Go Vols! Steinway & Sons is the official piano of Big Ears. My guest today is the American songwriter Sonny War, who moves effortlessly through blues, punk, gospel, country, and whatever else she feels like. Her latest album is Armageddon in a Summer Dress on New West Records.
I want you to tell me about your punk, folk, blues, Americana mix, and anything else I've missed there. Tell me about what all goes into the soup.
I don't think it's a mix. I think I just have different phases. And then maybe I'm not good at... I don't really know what I'm doing. I just like different stuff. I don't know what I'm trying to make,
I guess. Okay, I got you. Can you tell me about the phases as they came to you? Like, can you take me through it, your musical history?
Well, when I was, like, a teenager... I guess when I was 13 was the first time me and my friend had a band and were actually writing songs. And we liked punk music, but then we also started getting into like folk punk bands like from Santa Cruz that really do, like Blackbird Rom from Santa Cruz was doing like gypsy punk type of stuff. And like we started really liking that. And then we liked This Bike is a Pipe Bomb from Florida. So we were kind of like starting to really get into bluesy kind of cross punk music because we were acoustic. So I don't know. So we were trying to do folk punk like from then to like our early 20s. But then I was also trying to do my own kind of like New Orleans jug band solo act because I was also a busker. So. But then at the same time, I also wanted to be in a hardcore band that was just playing electric guitar and just doing... But I also really liked blues music. Like, I was learning how to play, like, old, really old songs, too, because I like that, too.
Who were the really old guys where you were like, oh, okay, this hits?
I just liked Mississippi John Hurt, and mm-hmm. I liked Elizabeth Cotton, and I really love Skip James. I just like acoustic fingerstyle blues stuff.
Yeah, and Killing then, Floor by Skip James still gets
yeah.
me.
I turn on everywhere you go. Times it harder than ever been before. And the people are drifting from door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. All of that was like my first solo EP. I was trying to do like just that straight.
Right.
But then I wasn't. I don't know.
When you did that blues, you still felt like, yeah, but there are these other musical directions that I'm being pulled in.
Well, I just had, like, the Worthless EP, it was, like, just me and guitar, and I really wanted to be, like Mississippi John Hurt, like just an acoustic one person thing.
Right.
But then I just think of everything as a project. Like that was a project. So like I don't think of things as like you have to keep doing the same thing. It's like to me, I feel like you can just go work on different stuff and just like spend a year working on a certain type of album because that's how you feel at the time or something.
I like that. So it's a project, and once that project is over, you can close that door and move on and open up another door. Would you say it's kind of like that?
You could just make stuff. You just make whatever you feel like.
Please don't let me down when we roll into town. Speak to all the pretty girls and forget I'm around.
Is drenched in, like, I wouldn't call it a wall of sound, but it's this blanket of sound. There's so much happening with instruments. And I was wondering if you could tell me about all this orchestration that happens and this tapestry of color that gets into these songs. How does that happen?
I think that's, I got too into playing keyboard.
Tell me about
it. All my demos are way too layered.
Why do you say two layered? You're saying that like it's a bad thing.
It's like, it's gonna be bad for trying to play the songs live. Not really. It's just like right now it's like I have to have a keyboard player to really kind of do the songs right. Okay. And it's like, so now I need like more people.
It's a larger touring operation now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably not going to do the full band that often, but...
What do you got at Big Ears? Who did you bring?
I brought 5 people.
Okay. but there's always going to be a difference between the live and the album, right?
Yeah.
In the album, we can add on all this stuff, but in the live, if we have so many people... then what we have is what we bring to the table.
Still no, 5 is still a good amount.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. That can be its own thing. That can be a distinct creation from the album, with what you do with 5.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, we're just playing all the parts. But I don't know if I would want to play anything from that album solo or anything. Because it's like, it just would sound weird to me.
I see. Because it wouldn't translate back to just you. Back to just like, you and your guitar.
Yeah, because it was just made for a band. Everything, all the demos had like all the keyboard and all the... It's like all the demos were basically how the album is. And because I was thinking I wanted to just have a band album because I was thinking like, I only want to have a band now and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like there should be some songs that are easy to do. But it's like you don't really think about playing the stuff.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I wasn't thinking about... I guess I was thinking I would just be able to have a band and it would be fine. But it's like, logistically, it's like, it'd be really easy for me to do 30 days solo, but then having to think about five people for 30 days. The most I've had is a three-piece, so I don't even know what touring looks like financially with five people. So it's like, I don't know if I'll be able to tour
that. Right, that's something that factors in. Do you think you want to make a retreat at some point back to just you and your guitar?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because that's the next thing I'm working on now is more just, it's going to have other stuff, but it's like really an Americana album.
Do you want to talk about that?
Okay. It's going to be called Jive Turkey. I already started working on it.
That's some 70s slang, Jive Turkey. Yeah. We don't say that anymore.
I decided I'm going to do an Americana album. Not that it would be funny, but it would be, because I like talk so much shit about the word Americana that I think it'd be funny to be like, this is Americana.
You want to challenge the notion of what Americana is?
No, I'm basically going to be playing an act or something.
Surprise, it's an Americana.
Because I have a plan that I'm going to really wear, like, wear those things, bolo?
Bolo ties.
I'm going to just do generic Nashville stuff that I see and just, like, totally just act like I was always like that. That's what I planned.
Okay.
And just wear big hats and stuff. And
cowboy boots.
And just act like that's been me the whole time.
Gonna go around with the bachelorette parties, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm gonna get Nashville now.
You met in turn, so is the drum. Brings me rhythm when I've got none. How would you know you had a heart if it wasn't broken? If it wasn't broken.
Let's talk about songwriting, because I feel like ultimately all these different combinations of people you're with, at the end of the day, you're a songwriter. Is that fair?
Yeah. Hell? I'd rather be a songwriter than a musician. So not that you can't be both.
Of course. But you're saying you're a songwriter first.
Yeah.
So you're like a songwriter musician.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is it like when you write a song? What does that process look like for you?
A lot of times it's just like, I just write stuff in the notes app on my phone. And then if something's like a melodic thing, I might sing into my phone. Mm-hmm. Or if I have my guitar, I just record like a little riff. And I kind of just collect little 30-second voice notes of either it's like a vocal idea or a guitar idea. And then I just have a bunch of random lines. Then eventually they seem like they go together. Or sometimes I'll have a whole chorus, and then I'll have to build the thing around that. Mm.
So it sounds like the words come first. Sometimes the words come with a melody, and then you build in the support for that.
Well, I think words are the harder. I have more melodies than words, but I try to write one line things because words are hard for me. So if I hear something interesting, it could just be somebody saying something that I thought was funny or something.
Yeah.
I wrote down the other day, like, my neighbors are racist. And that's so bad, I'm like, there's a song in there. Because I think I don't know, dude. I just feel like I've tried to, like, be friends with them the whole time. But then again, it could be because I'm an alcoholic. There's a lot of reasons they could not want to be my friend. But, like, my friend lives with me and he has a dog. It's basically our dog. And, like, if your dog can't play with my dog, dude, I think you're racist. I don't know what else to think anymore. Because I'm like, you're not going to let them be friends because I'm an alcoholic or because there's something else going on. I don't know. Because I'm like, the dogs have nothing to do with this. If they want to be friends and they live next door to each other, what are you doing?
Okay, so you have this notion of my neighbors are racist, and maybe that becomes a theme. That becomes something. Yeah.
And then, you know, the more I think about it, they're probably not, because there are plenty of reasons to hate me as a neighbor that have nothing to do with my identity. But it's easier for me. I'm gonna have to see a therapist one day. Maybe one day in my life.
Or maybe songwriting's the therapy, huh?
Mm-hmm. But that's how I, like, sometimes it's just ideas, like subjects.
Okay.
Because I think about that, like, I should write about that. Or it could be my friend that's singing with me tonight. We've been talking about nutrition or something. And then we were, like, going past this, like, smoker spot, barbecue spot. And then she was like, do you ever go there and all this stuff? And I was like, I can't eat brisket all the time. Like, we were just talking about that. And she was like, what if you just get smoked chicken? And then I was like, chicken's just the tuna of the land. And then my bass player thought that was so funny. So I don't know what that could be in a song. But stuff like that.
That's good. You're turning Chicken of the Sea on its head.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Just the tune of the land.
There it is. Well, maybe that's the next drop.
But that can't be a song. Unless it's like a Weird Al song or some
Weird Al could pull it off.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to get into?
I would just say keep an eye open for Jive Turkey. It's gonna be a Americana as much as other stuff is.
It's the Americana you never saw coming.
Yeah, it's gonna have banjos and washboards on it. And even,
are you going back to the jug? Are you going back to your jug roots?
That I am going to consider that now. Because that would be sick. I think using it for real and really making it sound cool would be tight. That's basically what the idea, because the demos I have so far is just like, it's just a bunch of washboards and stuff and spoons. But it's like, it's working, you know? Or maybe it's not. Honestly, I'm an alcoholic. I don't know. It sounds good without drugs at home.
All right. That's it. We're done.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
sweet.
You. Okay. I'm going to walk you down.
Listening to Soundboard, the Steinway & Sons podcast on artistry and craftsmanship. We heard clips from Poison Ivy by This Bike is a Pipe Bomb on Star Cleaner Records, Hard Time Killin' Floor Blues by Skip James on Yazoo, and from Sunny War, the title track from her album Worthless on Afonico Music, from Ghosts on Armageddon in a Summer Dress on New West, from It Wasn't Broken on With the Sun on Hin House Studios, and No Reason from the album Anarchist Gospel on New West. Our closing music is Shell by Sonny War from Shell of a Girl on Hen House Studios. Our opening music is Philip Glass's Mad Rush on a Steinway Model M played by me, Ben Finan. Question for the podcast? Email me at info@steinway.com with the subject heading Soundboard. Message me on Facebook at Steinway or hit me on the gram at Steinway & Sons. Subscribe to Soundboard on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, or wherever you pod your casts. Steinway & Sons is the official piano of Big Ears Festival. Thank you for listening.
So much she lost to herself.